Station 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here on The Rock Station 97.7. We bring it to you every Sunday night at this time at 7 o'clock. It's called The Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we welcome you to experience local music. Presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. As a matter of fact, we heard that Butler Boys tune, I Stay Away, last week, featuring Jennifer Lynn Baker. What a ripping tune that was.
And, oh, yeah.
Finally got your helmet off, I see.
Oh, absolutely. You know how I feel about Valentine's Day. So that's why we do the Heartbreakers Ball. So I want to thank everybody for coming out to that last night. It was great to have Skell back. Obviously, they were scheduled to play last year, but we had to cancel them for sad reasons. But it was good to have them back and working again with Big House Pete. And we had our friends Zone 8 on. In fact, we're going to have Dan and Dave on the air come October, because they'll be celebrating 40 years of playing together. So we're going to finally get them on the air and talk to them.
Yeah, I think I did an interview with Dan and Dave many years ago when they were still doing Zilch for our FM station. We did a little cut and played it on the Fabric and pumped that up. But talking to them, was that last year at maybe the Greg Mara show or somewhere around that is when they brought up the fact that they would be celebrating 40 years of music together in this area. And that's a testament. And they keep going and they keep sounding great. And I saw a Flying V coming out, so that probably got played last night. I was blown away by that. So pretty cool stuff. And, we're going to be a part of that as well, if at all possible, in October. So I look forward to that. So, hey, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Of course, last week's show, if you missed it because you were watching that thing between Denver and who was the other team, Carolina?
Losers.
Yeah, the losers. You missed one whale of a music show, and it is archived for your convenience at 977rocks.com. Go back and check it out. We had some killer music on and a few debuts as well.
Yeah, use your boss's internet to listen to it while you're sitting there at work getting paid. That's what I recommend.
That's absolutely right. But we got a cool show tonight. We're going to be talking about something called Rock Done Right. And if you listen to this radio station at all and hear some of the liners and the IDs, you hear that term. Well, there's going to be something special regarding local music that is going to be done right that we're very excited to be a partner with to help promote local music. And it's going to involve the Needs Hotel Band, and our friends Lee Marks and John Vento from NHB will be coming in to talk a little bit about that. We'll play some tunes and talk a little band jam and Corbry Woodstock and more. And I got something for you in the fourth segment that I can't wait to present. But let's play some music first. And did I hear emanating from the archives here something brand new from Slant 6?
Yeah, they've dropped a new EP, and this is a little bit harder than some of their earlier stuff. Of course, Steve and Matt are playing After the Fall, so they bring that hard edge to the group as well. But yeah, a song called Monster Inside, so I say we debut that.
Oh, wait till you hear this, folks. Fantastic stuff. And it's cool to have those different influences in Slant 6 like they do and be able to blend that melting pot. And we're going to dig out a band that's been around for a long, long time. Got another song from 8th Street Rocks and a song called Sittin' Pretty. We'll do that as well. And then visit with Lee and John Vento coming up on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
going, you started making other plans. Sneaking through the kitchen once the money started changing hands. Well, you're always in the boat, but so careful not to rock it. You looked me in the eye, but your hand was in my pocket. You took the red eye out of Pittsburgh, it's off in New York City. Before I knew what hit me, you were sitting pretty. Tables at the diner, sweeping up the floor, nobody did it finer. Well, your times are falling on, at least I thought you had your pride. Well, you didn't seem the time to be looking for a free ride. Well, then the wino comes to feel, the circus talking gritty, that tight fitting uniform, you're sitting pretty. See your savior coming. Tall dark stranger in this long black beadwork. Says he has just what it takes to make a woman feel good. Now you just keep your daddy happy, all your dreams come true. Well, it's high society now, your working days are.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools.
Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. And don't forget, we're streaming at 977rocks.com. So if you were listening to the Super Bowl, or watching the Super Bowl, I should say, on Sunday, and you missed the fantastic show we had last week, it's archived at 977rocks.com. You can go back in, and you can even hear the band we're going to be featuring a little bit tonight. You can hear the new Greg Mara that premiered. We had a new Honey Riders. We had a great show last week. 977rocks.com. It is archived there, as this show will be and is streaming live right now. We're presented by European Motorcycles on Route 19, Perry Highway, and this segment presented by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, and even the 24-ounce man can special. They're ready for you. Monday through Saturday, they open at 11 a.m. Stop on by, and you never know if you may see a musician sitting in the corner somewhere.
Drinking a man can.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be me.
That'd be Utah. We want to welcome to our show a couple of special guests going to be visiting with us. They are very connected to the Needs Hotel Band, one of our favorite bands here. And, of course, past Grassy Award nominees and more. I want to welcome Mr. John Vento, who's the lead singer of the band.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to have you in.
Good to be here
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, instead of on the
with
phone.
You,
yeah.
the other guy, your partner. I have reservations about our former friendship with Utah Burgess.
All of this.
That's correct.
All of this offline stuff. All this offline conversation.
You can tell we've been having fun before we push the record button.
This is true.
And also with us is Lee Marks, who is not only very well associated with the Needs Hotel Band, but Lamatt Productions and the kind of the center stage guys for our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival with Matt Schaefer. Lee, good to have you here.
Good to be here, too.
And Lee is also the main man for European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, who have been sponsoring our show for quite some time now, and we certainly appreciate your support of that. But while I've got you pinpointed here, why don't you give us a little in-depth, since we have you live in the studio here, of European Motorcycles and what it's all about.
Sure. We do BMW. We sell BMW and Ducati motorcycles. We service motorcycles, and we do state inspections on any bike. So, you know, you want to come take a test ride, just stop down. We got lots of nice people there, and we take care of your bikes.
And this is about that time of year where people are really starting to think about,
mild winter, we can hope that it just stays this way.
Yeah. I know I had a friend of mine post a picture over the weekend. He was going, had to drive it around the driveway, you know, because it was just nice enough. But and you guys sell apparel and all that, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, parts, accessories, apparel. We can get basically anything that you need for your motorcycle.
All right, so pop on down. You're on Perry Highway.
Yep, so. And we support local music.
Big time, as evidenced by the sponsorship here, and we certainly appreciate that. So
they walk the talk.
That's right. Well, John, first, before we get into our little chat here, because we have very exciting news for you listeners out there about a bunch of different things that are going to come up surrounding our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that we've been talking about. And, of course, we talk a lot about Corbri Woodstock, and there's going to be a nice kind of intermingling of some things to promote the local music scene. But give us an update on what the Needs Hotel Band is up to.
We're back to work. You know, we kind of have taken about 6 weeks off. Lee is producing a new track for us, a new blues track called Rolling and Tumbling. But we finally, our first full show of the year was just Friday night at Latitude 360 in Robinson.
Okay.
It was a great night. Okay. We went to Cleveland 2 weeks earlier for a performance at the Hard Rock in Cleveland. That was kind of just a straight two-hour show, and that went real well. So we're kind of getting back in the groove. We want to get back to creating new original music. And, yeah, it's time to get rolling. March is going to be busy, And then we roll into the spring, of course. I know we're going to announce it, but may I say April 30th at the Strand Theater in Zillionople. Noble Hops Band, the Shiners, the Needs Hotel Band. It's going to be a great night. And I think it's going to kick off something that Utah has up his sleeve.
Rock done
right. How's that for a transition?
Rock done right.
Rock yeah, there you
done
go.
Right. The Rock Done Right Tour. And that's what we're kind of here to talk a little bit about because, of course, many of you have been hearing us talk about the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And you folks, how many years, 10 years now, have you done Corbri Woodstock?
Yeah, we're going on number 9.
Number 9.
So 10 will be next year,
okay.
Which we're excited about.
But and I finally got to attend it this because I'm always away on Labor Day weekend, but made an effort to stay home this year. And, boy, am I glad I did because now I found a new event that I have to do on Labor Day weekend.
Always the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Yeah. And while we're here, can we extend an official invitation to have you as a guest MC based on your schedule?
All right.
I know Moondog is going to stop in again, you know, Ronnie Esser, Moondog, who supports local music, and our buddy Rob O'Friel the Rollin' and Tumblin' Radio Blues program. We'd like to have you three guys back, and we'll plan it, but we'd like to extend that invitation. And I know we're going to have Noble Hops back after their performance last year. They killed it.
You made a debut last year there, huh?
It was fabulous.
Yeah, the band did. Yeah, it was a beautiful day, and what a turnout, too. It was a full-on attendance there, and sun was shining.
It was.
Beer was cold.
Best weather we've had.
Music was good.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what that event is all about, and sort of similar to what our band jam is. It's the celebration of local music.
Yep. Without 100%.
A doubt. Yeah.
100%. And you know, we say this every time we see you. Nobody supports local music like Bob, Utah, WLER, Grassroots, Band Jam. Nobody. Yeah. They're, you know, so every chance we get to support you, of course, we're going to do that.
And I think, you know, and we say it quite a bit, if people in the listening audience, you the listener out there that we're talking to right now, some of you do go out and support local music. You go out and see local bands. Those of you that haven't, and obviously you're turning on the radio to listen to music, and you're hearing music, if you would give any one of these local bands that we play an opportunity to play for you and sit down and listen, I think you'll be blown away the caliber of musicianship that is in this area is second to none. And we've had that comment made by people that are not in this area anymore and are in California or somewhere else.
It rivals, rivals anything on the national scene, and we've said it before, it's the best value for your entertainment dollar anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't beat it.
And you guys have been involved. I mean, Lee, obviously you do some recording and studio production for some folks. And I know, you know, for example, Samantha Sears comes to mind. You've been working with her. Just the talent that is here, and even some of it that is unmined in a sense.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
she's got a great voice.
Yeah.
But, if you're out there listening in, you are a local musician, give us a call. You know, we would like to help you out and work with you.
Fantastic. So, well, let's talk again about this little get-together. Now, you mentioned April 30th, which is going to be the Strand Theater, which is just a phenomenal facility.
It's a cool venue.
Isn't it? You know, years ago, when Ron Carter was just starting to put the puzzle together down there, we actually did several morning shows down there when our two stations were simulcasting, and we would get down and sit in the window, and the back room was just cobwebs still, and he had this grandiose plan of this is what we're going to do, and he and the people that got involved with him did it, and they made this, and this is just stage one of what they're planning, but they have such a unique facility down there, beautiful facility, and you want to talk about up close and personal. You want to see local bands perform, you're going to almost be in the drum kit.
Yeah, and even the balcony is you know, as you know, it overhangs to the point where you're just right there.
Yeah.
It's magic. So we're really excited. And Ron has been terrific to work with. Yeah. Class guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, April 30th, Strand Theater.
And that's going to be the first stop, Utah, of what we're going to call the Rock Done Right Tour. That will kind of just envelop several dates, get people excited about local music, promote the Band Jam, promote Corbri Woodstock, get people attracted to see some of this local talent.
Yeah, it's a concept we've all come up working with these guys, working with the radio station, Shady Lady Productions. We're going to feature the Needs Hotel Band along with special guests on each of these stops, so it's going to be pretty neat. Not only do we have the Strand Theater, but we'll be out at the Big Butler Fair July 4th on the firework night as well. So mark that on your calendar. course, the band jam, July 15th to 17th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Tickets available now, so you better get them.
That's right.
And, of course, Corby Woodstock, and we're going to try and pick up a couple more dates in this area. So.
Okay, so and that's Sunday, September 4th. Which would be the Labor Day
weekend for Corby Woodstock.
And you have a website as well people can check out.
CorbyWoodstock.com. You know, right now we just have a Save the Date.
And a Facebook page also.
And we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, just look up Corby Woodstock on a Facebook page.
CorbyWood Stock. There's a spelling stuff. And we will be announcing the lineup soon. Lee is producing the show.
Okay.
Lamatt Productions. Mm-hmm. Along with Matt Schaefer, Marty Munoz, and his team, and he will be releasing. We've had so many requests.
Yeah, we're working on the schedule right now, just trying to see how many people we can actually fit into the whole day.
That's a challenge.
It's tough to say. You know, it's tough to say
crazy.
No.
It's a challenge.
And there's so many.
You
want to
do everybody. You do.
You can't.
But you can't.
So we put them in the queue. Like, for example, we'll have bands this year that have literally been waiting for 2 years.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know, we want to be fair about that.
Sure. Yeah.
And we try and look at it as a community thing, too. You know, we want people that are going to help support the show, stick around, listen to the bands, and just enjoy and be part of the local community.
We have to look at it that way as well, yeah. Them bands that fly in and fly out, hey, love you, you're great, you're talented, not for what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
We've experienced that, Utah. A few years ago, we had actually three acts. They came 5 minutes before the show. There was no interaction. They did a great performance, and they were gone before we could even say thank you. Yeah. You know, and that's not and God bless them. And then they went off to do another gig, and that isn't what Corby Woodstock's about. That isn't what Band Jam's about.
Right.
It's about the community, and as you know, with our gang up at Band Jam, J Mac and the guys all camped out, and we hang and we want to support the other bands.
Mm-hmm. And that's what draws people. That's what makes an event successful. And it's not like this is a Friday night gig that we're throwing to the local club. I mean, this is an event, and hopefully it grows into our band jam is kind of on the coattails right now of what you've developed with Corby Woodstock because of the length of time that you've put in. But same kind of blueprint thought process. Get people there that are going to support the cause to help you grow your event.
Agree completely.
Yeah. So,
although we have come a long way on the band jam from that first one.
yes. And I mean, the Cooper's Lake Campground area is just such a phenomenal place to have an event like that.
Yeah, I think people enjoy it. It's nice. It's clean. There's a lot of facilities there. Mm-hmm. It's easy in and out. Easy in and out access. I agree.
Yeah, right off I-79.
It's a natural amphitheater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just all have to hope for good weather. All of us.
That's right. That's right.
Except for the Strand Theater. That's okay. They have a good roof.
That's right. They do. Yeah. It's well built. We know that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, mark your calendars. So April 30th for now, July 4th, of course, our Band Jam week. Weekend would be the 15th through the 17th of July. And then you have Sunday, July 4th September 4th for the Corby Woodstock. Down in the Gibsonia area, and we'll be keeping up to date as we progress along all of that. But the Rock Done Right tour, and it'll feature our local celebs, the Needs Hotel Band, who we absolutely love. Played last week, went back a couple of CDs and dug out Dancing in the Moonlight that you did of Thin Lizzy's.
The old Thin Lizzy cover. Thank you.
We played that last week, and because we were talking about some Thin Lizzy stuff, and it was like Needs Hotel does a song. So
thank you.
But we want to play a couple of cuts, and why don't we dig out a cut from the band jam that Lee, you guys recorded, you and Matt.
What was that? That was the first year, I think, actually.
Yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah. We've got a live version of Take That Train.
Yep.
Live at Band Jam, and we'll let's give that a spin, and we'll continue our chat as we talk here on the Grassroots Show with John Vento and Lee Marks tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. It's the Needs Hotel Band.
This next one's brand new. It's a rock and roll love story called Take That Train. Believe I'm making love.
soft blonde hair. She took me on a long, slow ride, and then she told me to pay that train. Oh, no, a one-way ticket home, but that's right. Ain't no change. Another lover didn't go. Ain't gonna keep her satisfied no more. I was a hard-working man with all the time on my hands. She thought I was so cool. But once I joined the band, she had a brand new plan. She hates that rock and roll.
No shame, baby, no.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. Rose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Steaks, chops, chicken, and pork. Do you want a special cut? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's for the grill, broiler, slow cooker, or between two slices of bread. Speaking of bread, Rose's is making fresh bread, dinner rolls, pepperoni rolls, and sausage rolls, blueberry and raspberry chocolate scones, homemade soup to go as well. All at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main, Rose's is high on the hill and right on the price. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It's back to local music and discussion here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And we just heard, coming into the break, a song that actually was recorded by Lamette Productions out at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and that featured the lovely young lady Mia Z and a tune called Footsteps. And I think that also, that was that year number two, maybe, or was that year number one?
That was year number one also.
That was also year number one as well. Okay. So you heard Take That Train from the Needs Hotel Band and Mia Z from year number one. And my goodness, we've just gotten stronger and stronger year after year. I think, you know, you do thing once, you do things once, you reevaluate, and you know, the last couple of years has just been
reevaluate your sanity is what that's first thing.
Right.
Well, see, I have the easy job. I just go up on stage and announce. I stay out of his road, you know.
Yeah. Can we give management and ownership at WLER a little love, because look, they got to be behind it, right?
Yeah.
So let's give them some love and also acknowledgement of their support of local music, you know. Just want to plug that in there.
And yeah, we appreciate that, and absolutely, I agree wholeheartedly. It makes it a whole lot more, you know, it doesn't become a job then when you're, you know, especially the caliber of music we're hearing. And if we talk about it all the time, and we've been 4 years doing this show, that we thought, I would be shocked if we lasted 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems like we just keep scratching the surface, because bands that we have played are bringing new material out continually, and it's great material, and then there's another band that comes in, and bands that we have never heard of or never played, and they have great material. I mean, it's just really amazing how deep this society of Western Pennsylvania music really is.
It truly is.
For sure.
So, and that's why we'll be highlighting that in the various aspects that we do. And I got to kind of go off the subject a minute here, John. I know... watching the Needs Hotel Band and the things that you both are involved in making the Needs Hotel Band happen, a lot of times is for helping somebody out, helping a charity out. I know you're a big proponent of that. And you have another thing connected to that is coming forth. Can we give that a plug, kind of a charity band together is what you're calling
band
it?
Band together. I'm going to actually give credit for pushing me in that direction with my buddy Ronnie Esser, a.k.a. Moondog. Some of us know Moondog from the Blues Festival and so on. He has an autistic son, and he's very involved with autism and autistic programs and so on. And last July, we did a benefit at Jurgles for the Autistic Society, and I gathered four musicians, young musicians that are autistic, drummer, keyboard player, singer, and a guitar player.
Okay.
And Moondog just went crazy, and it was very emotional. For him especially. And these young guys go up there and they perform.
Right, they get up on stage.
The families are going crazy. And I made a flippant comment. I said, why can't we just make this a mission and a directive to try to create these opportunities, because I'm sure there's a lot more than just four of them out there that want to be part of music. So we talked about it, and I came up with the name Band Together Pittsburgh, because there's other Band Togethers throughout the country. And our initial benefit concert will be March the 5th on a Saturday night at Moondogs. And the opening act are these guys that I just told you about, and they're called Spectrum. And, of course, that represents the autistic spectrum.
Okay.
And we actually have another show scheduled with them later in March. And it's just the very beginning. So we've just we formed the organization. We're in process of the 501c3, which could take upwards of 2 years, as you guys probably know. And actually, the mission is much broader than just autistic musicians. It could be underprivileged folks that maybe need instruments or lessons or support through music. It could be folks that are physically handicapped. We use the word challenges. So sure. The mission statement, and we have a Facebook page now called Band Together Pittsburgh, and we basically say that we support programs to encourage and inspire through music those that face special challenges.
That is awesome.
So it's not to promote bands. Mm-hmm. It's not to promote the Needs Hotel Band or any local musicians. However, we've already received all kinds of support from local musicians that want to know how they could be part of it.
And it's a great idea.
So,
yeah.
You know, we're excited about it.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of work, you guys know, to get something off the ground. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Yeah. Tip of the cap. That's awesome. Is that Band 2TO or the number 2?
Nope, it's T-O.
T-O.
Together, Band Together Pittsburgh.
All right, you can give that a like, folks,
on Facebook.
Page on Facebook
there, too, right?
Yeah. Page, the poster's out there for March the 5th.
Okay.
Moondogs made some more little renovations to the club, which continue to improve it. It's a tough business.
Sure.
Yeah, I was down there for the Shiner show right after Christmas there.
Yeah.
And, it had been a while since I'd been in there, and I liked it. It much improved, for sure.
It is. And there'll be a few more little surprises by March the 5th.
Awesome.
So the physical space is getting better and better, and Lee put the PA system in there.
Oh, really? Yeah, I ran the sound for him that night. It was very, very easy and sounded good in there.
Yeah.
The system does sound good in there.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about Lee. I mean, we should bring this up. We talk about you being involved with, obviously, the band jam with Lamatt Productions, and we talked about European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, but you're a well-versed musician yourself, so I mean you have expertise for photographic proof.
Used to be
photographic proof.
Oh, no.
He was once a rock star.
But I mean, you come from an angle where you're not just a person, like me, sitting on the other side of a board figuring out how to use it. I mean, you've been there. You know what a musician would like to have, what they expect. I mean, and that's why it's such a seamless opportunity. I know for Utah being involved in that, for the band jam, you guys coming to run that sound, that's one thing that he doesn't have to worry about, and he knows it's going to be awesome sound.
Well, we do the best we can. It is a good thing being a musician from before. Mm-hmm. Timmy and I used to play together about 35 years ago, actually, in a band that was called Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim stayed with it. I kind of got out for a few years, and then actually met up with these guys one night at Moondogs.
Yeah.
Said, "Oh God, I think you need me to mix sound for you.
I'd love to do it. He said, "The band's good, but you sound like..." Right? Well, we need to talk.
John and I made a deal. I said, "Listen, I just want to do it one time." I said, "If people don't come up and tell you this is the best you ever sounded, you don't ever have to use
me
again."
And they did. The very first show.
Wow.
Well, I was talking to Tim at your house there. I doubt Tim remembers this conversation.
I don't think Tim remembers much.
But I believe there's some recorded material of Trinity laying around or something. He's supposed to get me some stuff for the Grassroots show.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim, if you're listening and you don't remember this conversation, which is highly likely.
A quick Trinity story?
Yes.
The Needs Hotel Band opened up 2 weeks ago for the Classic Rock Experience at the Altar Bar. Packed house. Great night. The guys from Classic Rock are friends of ours. They're out of Cincinnati. They're a touring band. So Matt and I, Matt of Lamatt Productions, were driving home after the show, and I said, "So what did you think of those guys? Classic Rock Experience, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd." And he said, "Oh, they're good. But if you would have heard Trinity, the way Lee and Timmy played every single detail and every note," and I'm just listening, and finally after 20 minutes of this, I said, "Matt, could you shut up, please? Okay? I don't want to hear about Lee and Timmy anymore and Trinity." the way they played the song. Anyhow, that's all.
I think we got that at your party, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we got some of that. Yeah. Well, you know, Matt will share his opinion.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sometimes I think John wishes we didn't have that experience.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, though. And you guys, you know, I have the utmost respect for everything that you guys do and are involved in. And when you talk about, you know, we talk about putting money where your mouth is, you guys support those bands as much as you play out in them. And that says a lot right there.
Well, you know? Especially the young ones. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Right. Jessica Bitsora, Mia, Sam, other young groups like this Spectrum. These kids are all in their early 20s.
It's exciting for us.
It is.
It really
it is.
It's exciting to hear them do something that they've never done before. Take them into the studio and make a recording, and they walk out of that vocal booth and come around into the control room, and you put it into the studio monitors, and their eyes just light up. I mean, it's worth it. It's $1 million.
Mary Lou Scherter, her first recording. Wait till you hear this. We're about a month away.
Okay.
But again, you know, it, because when we were younger, honestly, no one really supported. I mean, to call like one of the old guys, you know, way back in the early 80s, hey, can we open your show? They'd laugh at you. Why would we put you in front of our big audience? We have the opposite philosophy of that. So we want to give that opportunity to a lot of the younger performers.
And I think that's why you see a kind of a snowball effect happening where there is a lot of excitement. That's why our show has survived for 4 years now, because people are talking about it. People are making some noise, and it might only be a small fraction at this point, but I think that fraction's getting bigger each and every year. And it's, you know, a step-by-step process, and I think it takes all of us working together to make it happen.
Without a doubt.
It's doggone it, rock done right, so we're going to get it right. So, great to have you guys in here.
Thanks for having us.
Especially
having
just
us.
To shoot the breeze and talk a little bit about the scene and what you folks do as well. And looking forward to some of these events coming up. Again, Rock Done Right Tour. It will feature the Needs Hotel Band. Just mark your calendar now, April 30th, and be there at the Strand Theater in Zillionople. And that's the nice thing. There's going to be different places to visit, different places to see, a couple of outdoor forums, July 4th with the Big Butler Fair, of course, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, which is 2 weeks later, and the third week of July this year, the 15th through the 17th, and then Corbury Woodstock on Sunday, September 4th. So,
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun spring and summer, I know that.
Yep, thank you.
Well, good to have you guys here. We're going to play a couple more.
Thank you very much.
Let's take you down to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Needs Hotel Band, and a great tune, and I know you've been hearing it a lot here on the Rock Station 97.7. And then we'll go back to the live effect here. One of the last albums that you guys put out, John, was a live album.
Live and More, from the Oaks Theater
in
Oakmont, yeah.
So let's dig out a song called I Love You.
Thank you.
Because we love you guys.
Yeah, you know? We love you.
It's a good song.
Same.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Again, thanks to John Vento and Lee Marks visiting with us here tonight. Thank you, the listeners out there, for supporting local music.
this morning with my arms around my pillow, dreaming for a moment it was you, girl. You have made a fairy tale come true. Now I'm not afraid to say I love you. Until you knocked upon my door, never let anyone get through, a girl. Now that you've shown me just what your love can do, I'm not afraid to say I love you.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show, and again, if you're a band out there, keep us up to date on what you have going on. We'll pass it along in our general concert calendar so that you can get out and check local music and people can get out and see your music as well. We're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment presented by P&W Construction and the guys associated with Barnstorm Lightning, thanks to Mopar. Great to have Lee Marks and John Bento in the studio with us here tonight. We appreciate their support of this show and what they do for the local music scene, and we're looking forward to some rock done right.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be partnering up with them, the Rock Station, Shady Lady, with the Rock Done Right tour coming at you, so make sure you mark them dates down, and tickets are available right now for the band jam, so you certainly want to get in on that. It's simple, www.thebandjam.com, so get on there and get them.
Easy as that. And don't forget as well, we had mentioned, and I hope you already did it because you had to do it by last Sunday, but that was get registered to vote for the 2016 Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legend Awards. The voting is now underway and will continue until the 22nd. We'll have Marianne coming back in a little bit later on down the road when we know who the nominees will be to talk about that show coming up in April. Looking forward to that. Well, we're going to wrap up with some music, and going to play a little Guitar Man coming up, huh?
Yeah, we'll throw on Andrew Parker. We've featured this song a few times in the past. It's been a while, so we'll throw it on again. That's a song called Guitar Man.
And speaking of been a while, it's been a while since I've kind of dug through the archives.
Bob's Vault. Bob's Vault.
That's
here
right.
We go.
We're going back into the days of Steel City Rock Magazine for this one, because I have this on cassette. And
next year, Trinity cassettes.
Yeah, that's right. You have cassettes, we'll travel. But no, I actually found a cut that was non-cassette, and it was not from Bob's basement, of a band called 313 that used to exist. And there was a connection to the band Triple X out of this, but some very, very talented guys. And we had done a couple of things with them with Steel City Rock Magazine, an interview and such. And used to love these guys. I mean, we're taking you back to 1985, a song called Arrogance and Aggression by the band 313. So this is out of the archives for you. All right? You ready for it?
Let's throw down.
Let's get it. And we'll be back next week with more local music. It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Now listen to your words. run along, run along in the light. Just so much I need to tell you, so much you need to say. What does this world mean? Come back and play for me. Do it again. Song, you guitar man, play me a song, sing it loud and clear, so I can understand what's in your head, you guitar man, you guitar man. You get on me.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She has to love you. If you get her that new Honda she wants during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Going on now, only at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. Station, 97.7.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
Is the Rock Station 97.7, where we're proud of our local roots. We're locally owned and locally operated with local DJs and local music every Sunday night at 7. We call it the Grassroots Show. 1 hour of nothing but local artists. Here's a sample of what you'll hear on the Grassroots Show. A local artist right now on the Rock Station 97.7.